Dreamscape presents The Christmas House by Victoria James, narrated by Jesse Valinsky. Prologue.
Ken and Barbie are going to have 5 kids and live happily ever after.
Charlotte Harris Palmer bit her tongue in an effort not to ruin her younger sister Olivia's idealistic view of the world. At the advanced age of 12, Charlotte had already figured out the way the world worked. 5 kids would be a nightmare. 5 kids would not lead any adult to happily ever after. It wasn't Olivia's fault for being so naive. She was only 9. In a way, it was Charlotte's fault that Olivia didn't get how the real world worked, because she was always trying to protect her younger sister from the reality of their home life. Frowning as she surveyed the worn hardwood floor filled with Barbie clothing and random pieces of pink plastic furniture, she added this to her list of things to clean up after school. Maybe she'd sort the clothing into piles and then into shoeboxes, complete with labels.
"Liv, we don't have time for this now. We're going to be late for school," she said, crossing the small room and picking up her hairbrush.
Charlotte had bigger problems today than the usual ones. She envied Olivia's little kid problems. 7th grade had made everything different. 7th grade meant everyone changed. It was like all of a sudden, none of her old friends wanted to hang around her anymore. She frowned at her reflection in the mirror, taking in the frizzy hair that she'd hoped she'd be able to blow dry away, the pimples that seemed to dominate her once perfect skin, and the chubby cheeks that never seemed to get smaller as she aged. No wonder no one thought she was cool. She tugged at her shirt that had fit just a month ago. Everything about her body felt weird now.
"Meet me at the door when you're done, Liv," she said, grabbing her backpack. She had to hurry up. Their father had just come home.
"Damn it, Wendy. Would it kill you to clean this place up?"
Charlotte winced at the irritation in her father's voice. She closed the bedroom door, not wanting Olivia to hear their argument, and ran down the narrow hallway of their apartment and into the kitchen, hoping to intervene before it got bad.
"I'm not your slave, Mac. Why are you always working nights anyway? It's almost Christmas,"
her mother said, her voice low and slurred.
"You know I have no choice. We're behind on rent, and if I want to get a few days off so we can go to your mother's for Christmas, then I have to work more now."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?